Glory to God. Once again, we welcome you to Word of Life podcast. How are you today? I trust you're having a glorious day. Praise the Lord. Do you know that in Christ, everything is alive? We're going to find out more in today's article. Glory to God. The title for today's article is, In Christ, Everything is Alive. Hallelujah. And the scripture reading for today starts with Romans chapter 8 verse 19. It says, For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. Who are the sons of God? Are you a son of God, the adopted son of God? Hallelujah. Then creation waits for your manifestation. Praise the Lord. Pastor Chris says to us that everything in man's world is in captivity, according to God's word in Romans chapter 8 verse 20. But in God's world, things are different. Praise the Lord. For example, Jesus took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, talked to them, and they multiplied, such that about 5,000 men, women, and children weren't even counted. They were fed with many baskets of leftovers. You can find this account in Matthew chapter 14 from verse 17 to 20. Isn't that amazing? Supernaturally, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes multiplied such that about 5,000 men, children not included, were fed. Hallelujah. With leftovers, praise the Lord. The supernatural power of God. In Mark chapter 3 from verse 1 to 5, Jesus looked at the man who had a withered arm and said to him, Hold out your hand. And when the man held it out, his hand was completely restored. He talked to lame legs and they were healed. They were revived. He talked to a man who had no legs. The legs grew out. Glory to God. And you know, that is our testimony today as children of God. We recently concluded the 3 days healing streams with Reverend Dr. Chris Oyakhilome. And it was so powerful. The sheer manifestation of the power of God. The lame walked. The blind saw. Glory to God. The dead were raised to life. Hallelujah. That is the power of God. And is still within us today. Pastor says that when he got to the entrance of the sepulcher where Lazarus was buried, referring to Jesus, he uttered a simple prayer of thanks to the Father and then cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Praise the Lord. Lazarus, having been dead and buried for 4 days, came out of the grave alive. Hallelujah. John chapter 11 from verse 41 to 44 will give you a deep detail about this story. Hallelujah. But what's interesting here is that Pastor Chris is saying to us that Jesus just uttered a simple prayer of thanks to the Father, as though this was normal. And you know, it's normal to him. Hallelujah. The kingdom is normal to us. Praise the Lord. The supernatural is normal to us. Hallelujah. Referring to Jesus again, Pastor Chris says, He also raised the daughter of Jairus back to life. Glory to God. He took the dead girl by the hand and said, Get up. And in Luke chapter 8 verse 54, we were told, And she came back to life. Praise the Lord. How about the son of a widow who lived in the city of Nain? He was being borne by the undertakers to the place of interment. Seeing the widow in distress, Jesus walked over, touched the casket and said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. Glory to God. And hitherto, dead young man sat up, and Jesus presented him to his mother. Again, you can find this story in Luke chapter 7 from verse 11 to 15. This is so amazing. The supernatural was his daily occurrence. It was his daily attitude. Hallelujah. There is a liberty in Christ, says Pastor Chris. And he demonstrated that liberty of the Spirit that he brought us. It was evident in his life, praise the Lord. And you know, Jesus was our example. It was our example to see that though he was made in the image of man, yes, you can say he was God, but when he operated on the earth, he didn't operate as God. He operated as one of us, filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And Pastor Chris says, in Christ, there's no such thing as non-living. Oh, glory to God. There's no such things as waste, vanity, and death. Oh, hallelujah. Let this sink in within you. There is nothing dead in Christ Jesus. Remember, Christ is a place. And we're all in that place. All of us who have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And in this place, everything is alive. No waste, no vanity, and no death. No wonder Jesus could say to a withered hand, stretch out. No wonder he could say to a dead man, rise. Glory to God, the deaf ear, hear. Hallelujah. And it was that simple. Praise the Lord. That was his mindset. In our kingdom, there's nothing dead. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The entire creation, Pastor says, is groaning in pain, waiting to be liberated into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. And Pastor Chris says, now that you've arrived on the scene, set the creation free. Liberate them. Speak blessings to everything around you that's dead, and bring deliverance to every creature in your world. Hallelujah. This is so big. Pastor is saying to us, walk like Jesus here on earth. That's what he's saying to us. Act like Jesus. Be mindful. Be conscious that you are of God. You are a creator. Hallelujah. And you can bring back to life dead things. Dead situations can turn around at your word. Hallelujah. Let that mind that was in Christ Jesus be in you. That's what the scripture says. That mind of victory, that mind of, you know, the kingdom, let it be in you. Let that mind that you're in this world, but that you're not of this world be in you. Let that mind be that you're born of God be in you. Let that mind be that you are jointly seated with Christ in places of power be in you. Oh, glory to God. Let that mind that you have the name of Jesus, that when you mention it, everything responds. Let it be in you. You can change any situation, brother and sisters. You can. In Christ, you can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor says in the last few words, in Christ, take them out of bondage and corruption into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Let all around you be filled with testimonies. Testimonies, supernatural. Hallelujah. Speak to your dead fridge, Basata Kabaya. Tell it to start working. Glory to God. You know, there's a message Pastor tells us that everything has intelligence. Hallelujah. Everything can respond to the word of God. Everything can respond to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Imagine if you imbibe this in your life daily, walking in the consciousness of who you are. That you're a creator, that you're a child of God, filled with the Holy Ghost, that the supernatural should be your everyday occurrence. That's where you live, in the kingdom in which you live. You're a creator, and every word you utter should come to pass. That's the mindset of a king. You know, kings make decrees. They declare a thing, and it's established unto them. Hallelujah. And we are kings likewise. Therefore, whatsoever we say, we shall have. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everything is alive in Christ, and we dwell in Christ. Nothing is dead around us. We bring them back to life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Join me as we take the confession together. I release words of prosperity, health, blessings, and life to every creature in my world, taking them out of bondage and corruption into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Everything in and around me is always new, excellent, perfect, and full of beauty. Hallelujah. Because life is working in and through me. Hallelujah. The supernatural is an everyday occurrence because I manifest eternal life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Even today, as I step out of my house, I'm conscious that I manifest eternal life. You also be conscious that you manifest eternal life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For further study, please look at Matthew chapter 15 from verse 30 to 31, Matthew chapter 6 verse 18, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 22. These scriptures ought to be meditated on, because what Pastor shared with us today is so amazing. It tells us how much more we can do, how much more we can affect, the effect that we have around our lives, hallelujah, and the lives of those around us. It tells us that there's so much more God has entrusted into our hands, so much liberty that we have in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. And if you've listened today, but you're yet to give your heart to Christ, this is your opportunity, brothers and sisters. Don't miss it. Take advantage of today and come into that liberty that is available for you in Christ today. The minute you say yes to Jesus, you are ushered into Christ, and the Spirit of God comes and dwells in you fully. Hallelujah. I encourage you to say the prayer of salvation that follows immediately after this podcast, and your life as you know it will completely change. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What an article. So inspiring. I trust you've been blessed by it. Praise the Lord. Till next time, keep recreating your word. God bless you. And if you've listened to this article, but you have not accepted the Lord Jesus into your heart. But you see, when you accept the Lord Jesus today, your life will never be the same. Glory to God. You'll be a brand new man as Jesus, by His Spirit, comes to dwell in you. He'll begin to align you according to His word. You'll begin to enjoy this life. Hallelujah. Would you accept what He's done for you today and say this simple word of prayer with me, meaning every word from the bottom of your heart? Just say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who I believe died for me, who I believe you raised from the dead for me. I accept him today as the Lord of my life from this day forward. I receive eternal life through him and in his name. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God." Hallelujah. Congratulations if you said that word of prayer. This means that you now belong to the family of God. Let us know so we can send you useful materials that can help you as you grow in the Lord. You can find our email address in any of our podcast notes. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for listening today. Don't forget to comment, like, and share this podcast with your loved ones. Till next time, keep speaking forth faith-filled words to change your world forever. Amen. God bless you.